This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Members of the Union for Hollywood Writers will start voting today on whether or not to strike. The Guild's contract with studios that produce TV shows and movies expires the 1st of May, Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
Emilia Serrano has written for shows like Jane the Virgin and The Finder. She wants to write TV shows, but she's had to take other gigs to survive.
It's starting to feel like I have to do more ad work than I had to when I first started writing 8 years ago.
That's because studios are ordering shorter, more bingeable seasons. There are a lot more series out there, but the total number of episodes has stayed pretty flat. Writers get hired on a show, then paid per episode, and some shows require that they keep their schedules free for rewrites. Jonathan Handel teaches entertainment law at USC. He says the union has worked to release writers from exclusivity agreements, but only if they make less than $210,000 a year.
The irony here is that the Writers Guild's struggling TV writers are upper income, not middle class.
He says the union is working to free up better paid writers too, along with more contributions from studios for health and pension plans. As for Serrano, she says she'll vote to strike if a deal isn't reached. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.